NRP S2 E5, giving your future self a hand. Hello, ladies and gents. Today I'd like to talk to you about giving your future self a hand. Now, these are some tips and advice I've got on how to get more done with your day, how to move things along, and just feel like you've got more accomplished with the time that you spend working on things. Now, for example, this episode, I'm actually recording it before the week it comes out. I'm doing two recordings in a row. Now, why? Because it saves time when you're already in the groove of doing something. Do a couple of them, space it out, or record, and then space out the editing or space out the other things. Give yourself a little bit of a buffer. It gives you more of a, okay, I've got more to get through today, and when I get through, I'll have this sitting in the can waiting for me at the end of the day. And I cannot tell you how it feels to have something in the can going, okay, that's taken care of, I'm good. It's a very nice feeling. So anyway, let's talk first about getting in a routine. Now, a routine, I'm sure, like myself, like everyone else there listening to this, I don't like routines, man, I'm feeling obligated. And it's like, a routine is actually a good thing. It's what we feel keeps us in line. If you've got a goal to reach for, like this podcast, you know, part of me dreads it a little bit, going, okay, I've got to record something, I've got to think stuff up, I've got to organize, I've got to structure this. But on the other hand, it gives you something to focus on and your attention and to have to do something. Like, I'm sure a lot of artists, when they do those create a thing, like Jonathan Coulton, when he did the thing a week, you'd have something that you would have to get done. And it makes you feel accomplished when you can look at this pile of things and go, that's a lot of stuff. So a routine, something that, you know, fence post to strive for, to say every week I'm going to do this, every day I'm going to do one of these. And it doesn't have to be, you know, dogmatic. It doesn't have to be so like a slave driver. It can be something that after you do it for about a week or two or a few days, you feel like I should be doing this right now. And there are things you can do to help train yourself and coach yourself along, such as, if you want to get up early, go to bed early. This is a hard thing to do because nobody else does it. So if you're trying to go to bed, it's like, I'm training myself. I've been getting in the thing where it's like, it's 8 o'clock at night. I kind of want to just go to bed, read, you know, Twitter and Facebook for like an hour and then go to bed. And that's what I do. And it's like 8 o'clock, that's a good time for me to do it. But all of a sudden, people I know online show up, you know, or I'm sure if other people, it's like you've got other things to do, and it's hard to get yourself away from the world. That's another thing, is that nobody else wants to get on your schedule. They think you're crazy, and, well, you know, sometimes maybe you are, but if you want to get up, it depends on what you want to do with your day, too. If you want to get up at, like, 6 in the morning, because I've tried getting up early, and it's pitch black outside, and the alarm goes off, and you're like, where am I? What? Why is it dark? What? But then if you wake up with the sunshine, you're like, well, the sun's getting up, I guess I'll go. And if you wake up and the sun's already bright out, and you're like, oh man, it's late, isn't it? So if you want to get up early, go to bed early. Go to bed, find ways to make yourself comfortable when you go to bed so that you can go to sleep. You know, get a comfy mattress, clean the bed, move the blankets out of the way so that you're not sitting on a ball and a knot, or don't fall asleep with your arm cocked behind you and then wake up with a cramp and go, where'd that come from? Just a lot of stuff premeditated. Go to bed thinking about tomorrow. Go to bed thinking a little bit about what you're going to get done, how good it's going to be. And I'll tell you, it's still hard some days. Some days I still wake up feeling like I fell off the roof. But if you get in a habit of it, more often than not, you'll get up early. And it's okay to let yourself, you know, I set two alarms. I set the main alarm, and then I set a little backup a half hour later, just in case I didn't really get up. And I find that having that thing to have to turn off in the morning when you're laying there and the first alarm goes off, you turn that off, and if you forget, it'll go. So I always think, oh no, I've got this second alarm, I've got to turn it off. So rarely does that second alarm ever go off unless I've been up the night before all night doing something. But having it there, I wake up and I go, nope, the alarm's there, I got to turn that off. So it's just a nice thing to set for yourself, basically to scare yourself awake, but it's on your own, so it's less terrifying. And also, like I said, some days you might wake up and then go, I don't have to be in the studio for another hour, I'll just wait here for a little bit, or it'll take you another 2 hours to get that shower and get going. And that's okay if more often than not you start getting up and doing things, because that's the goal, do more. Ideally, it's do one every day. Do one, get up, get to the job, get to the studio. But I'm sure people who have regular jobs and then have to be at work and can only work at night, because I know people who can't listen to this aren't full-time artists all the time. Some people have day jobs. That's fine. The thing is, the more times you attempt something and the more things you get done, the more you will create. If you think, oh, I'll just get to it later, and then a week could go by, you think, oh, I'll get up later, it'll be fine. And a week can go by of having nothing done, and you'll realize, wow, I kept putting that off and putting that off, and I put it off because it didn't matter to me. And I also say, eat regularly. This is something that has to do with your metabolism. Now, I know it's a lot easier to skip a breakfast or skip a lunch when you're working, and I skip lunch sometimes because I know I shouldn't, and I want to get in a better habit. For one, there's the ritual aspect of just getting a breakfast, sitting down for a minute, eating, relaxing while you're watching the news or whatever it is you're doing. And then there's also the energy aspect. After you eat, your body has those calories to burn. And then later, when you take a lunch break, you pace yourself eating lunch, feel all right, get ready to start back to work, because I like to have fresh starts. I actually like Monday mornings, because Sunday night and everything, I can feel like I've wasted my week, but then Monday morning, it's a fresh start. And really, I'd like every day to start like that, to think, doesn't matter what I accomplished yesterday, doesn't matter what I've accomplished this last week, doesn't matter what I've accomplished overall, I'm still focused on accomplishing more with what's ahead of me. You want to establish workflows, because after a while of doing things, you can just churn something out like routine, and it'll feel weird if you're not doing it. And I mean, not to say that you're doing the exact same thing all the time, but we are creatures of habit. So you want to establish a workflow, figure out what works for you, and when you're in the zone, man, just keep going. Also, making templates. This is something that I love artists. Every time I go to a live stream and I see somebody who doesn't have a template set up and is just always having to deal with sizing, always having to deal with borders, making a new thing, it's like, especially if you're getting something for print, have a template. Make one once. And this can work for print files. This can work for animating scenes and you want to set up frame rates, number of frames in a scene, loading all the files. Make templates. Make things that will save yourself time down the road, and things that, if you're going to be working on just a week of something, and you know that weekend, and you don't have anything to do, lay them out. Spend that weekend just prepping for Monday. And this is another tip. Give yourself a list of things to do. Not things to do that day, because specifically, things that you want that could be goals, things that are stages of goals that need to be ticked off. So that way, you're sitting around, you finished all your drawing for the day, and you don't feel like drawing anymore, your drawing gear in your brain is burnt out. Write. Or give yourself a list of, you know, if you're sitting there at a blank drawing table and going, I don't know what to draw, have a pre-written list of things. Have yourself a pre-written list of fan arts and things to draw and things to pull from. Here's a list of site things I need to fix every time there's a bug. Because the key part is to capture it so that it's not floating around in your brain. Because I've had a lot of things floating around my brain, and every time I get somebody tells me they want me to be somewhere or I need to do something, I put a reminder on my phone. That way, if life gets busy, and it will, or if for some reason I forget, because even though I'm obsessive about things, I'll still forget because I can get one thing in a one-track mind and then forget something that happened three steps back. It's like, oh, be at this, and at this particular time, I set an alarm on my phone for an hour before that, and I've been out, and I've been out doing something else, and I get a reminder, oh, hey, I need to be here in an hour. So it's a useful thing. Another good tip is when you're doing something, when you're working on your own projects, and you're trying, like, say for a web cartoonist, you're trying to bang out a buffer. A lot of people try and do a strip a day, and a lot of people don't have a buffer. A lot of people do that strip, and then it goes up, and then they've got to start all over the next day. And some people, that might work. But I find when I'm sitting down to make a lot of work for the future, I'll make a template, and I'll start, instead of just one strip, I'll try a week's worth at a time, and a block, and then I'll chop it up, and I'll post those throughout the week. And it, sure, I might feel burned out when I'm done with it, but I'd feel burned out if I'd done one and just gone off to do whatever. You feel more accomplished when you've got a thing looking at you, again, in the can. Another good tip, make things easier to get done rather than to walk away. Like, whenever I give myself a task to do, I say, just do this. And I don't make it some multiple-stepped thing, because a lot of people, when they make goals for themselves, they go, I'm going to lose 100 pounds, and I'm going to go find my girlfriend, I'm going to do that. And there's a lot of steps in a lot of things. And a real small goal that you should give yourself that day is, take out the trash. Okay, that's a basic thing, we all do that. Why does the trash get piled up and you're playing Jenga with it, and whoever tips it over has to take it? Because you don't want to do it. Give yourself small things that are easier to accomplish than not. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. I mean, one thing I do whenever I use a dish on my own, I like to rinse it out and put it back so that way it's ready, and also so I don't have to clean a huge pile of dishes. And it's a forethinking, it's a bachelor way of life, I know. But if you think about it in terms of other things, putting your drawing utensils in a place where you'll always find them, putting all your memory cards for all your devices in places where you'll find them, putting all your letters and notes. I myself, when I come in from the day, when I am out and about, I have keys in my pocket, I have my glasses on me, I take all that stuff, I set it somewhere in the same spot every time. I know I'm an intelligent person, but I'm also a human being, and sometimes, derp, sometimes I wear a wallet chain. Not because it's fashionable, not because all the kids are doing it, but because I would lose my wallet if I didn't have this thing yanking at me, and plus also if somebody tried to steal it from me, I think I'd notice my butt being tugged somewhere. Think about things and make them easier to finish and accomplish than to walk away from and just leave going. Because there are a lot of things in life. Here's an example. I've been getting a lot of newsletters in my email that, like, every time you go to somebody's site and register on it for a service, they send you an email newsletter, and it's like every week. There's some sites that would send out a newsletter every day, and that's a horrible, horrible idea. I understand the idea of, hey guys, everybody come check out our site, it's awesome. I understand the impetus to want to do that. But if you're telling me constantly to come check out stuff, which if I'm using your service already, I already see it. I don't need a regular reminder. And some people do not understand this. If you're going to send out newsletters, send out content that's worth checking out. Tell me about content I don't know about. Tell me about something relevant to my interests or my needs. And if you're just pushing the same stuff in my face, and that's why I unsubscribed. I took the time to click that little link that unsubscribed. 90% of them had that, and the other, like, 10% had the, are you sure you want to go? Are you sure you don't want to just step down how many alerts we're sending you? No, I just want all of you to leave me alone. So I unsubscribed from a lot of email lists, and you kind of freak out thinking, oh no, now I'm going to miss important updates, but most of them have important updates set. They just rely on the fact that you've never taken the time to deal with this. It's easier to just let these things pile up where every day you get like 10 wordless newsletter notices, or you go click once, it's done. And That's a small thing, and I know it sounds stupid, but it's a, you know, it's a realization about life, is that you can put up with a lot of stuff if it's easier to just deal with it. Tips on feeling more accomplished: get a few in the can. It's a good feeling to have stuff done before you ever tell anybody about your project, and it's a good thing to have even more done before you tell more people about your project. Just keep getting as far headed, keep going. It's a good feeling, and it's a good feeling to yourself to challenge yourself to see, how many of these can I get done? How many of these can I get done that are good and ahead of myself, so that way I can just focus on doing more things. Here's a tip for college students, or just anybody really, but it helped me a lot in college. If you must pull an all-nighter on the weekend, because we've all been there, you get done with your projects, and it's like your friends want to go do something, it's like, you got that project due Monday, yeah, I'll do this over the weekend. Sunday night comes around, and you're staying up all night to finish it. Instead, stay up Friday or Saturday, and spend a day recouping. Because I can't tell you the number of times you think you get a friend who wants to hang out, hey man, we're going to order pizza and play some Goldeneye, or whatever, you know. That's fun, but then comes one day, you're like, oh no, this is due tomorrow, I have to lock myself. Everybody locks themselves in the room. What I would do is stay up Friday or Saturday night at work, and then Sunday, you've got the whole day to crash and recoup and be ready for Monday. A good tip for feeling accomplished is to have something done at the end. Now, this doesn't have to be the full overscoping project. You're wanting to draw a graphic novel, or you're wanting to write a novel, or you're wanting to do something big. Give yourself a page a day. Have something done at the end, and have stuff add up. Spend the day writing stuff, but as long as you're seeing actual results at the end. Give yourself due dates. You know, at the end you say, I want to have penciled this many pages, and then the next week I'm going to be inking all those pages. But give yourself something done at the end. Make goals, and keep your goals focused so that you don't have to think. No, because I understand that you and I, we're all intelligent creatures. But the more you have to think while you're doing something, the more you sit and go, I don't want to have to think about this. I'd rather it just work. And if you think about that from the beginning, don't give yourself, because I know plenty of people, they have these grand schemes, okay, we're going to do this, and then you're going to do this, and this other guy's going to do this thing, and they try and involve other people with it, and that's a whole other podcast itself, just talking about dealing with people. But the more links in a chain you have, it's a good idea to plan out your time, think over overarching plans, and then break those bits down into things that are obtainable bite-sized chunks. And every time you check one of those off, you go, all right. And then after a month, or after a week, whatever time it takes to accomplish those things, you look at it and go, wow, I did that. I mean, the biggest boost to a person's ego when you're playing Minecraft is, you know, after logging in for, you know, so long and building a world on a server, and then you realize, oh, I built this house. It's a little virtual house, and it's like walking around inside Lego online. It's kind of like, imagine if you applied that to real life. Imagine, you know, it's a fun game, and I'm not going to knock the game or anything, but I'm saying, imagine the feeling you get when you realize, this is what one person could do. I've built a fortified place by myself, you can build castles, you can build all kinds of cities by yourself, you know, look at some of the stuff people on servers that do those huge, gigantic builds of villages do. And realize what people can do if you sit and put your mind to things. So, that's all for this week. I'll talk to you next time. Remember to check out the blog. Thanks for tuning in. More, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.